to be honest with you, as a manager, you try and not to focus on where you are in the league. You try and focus on your performances. And, you know, I've put in my programme notes today that there's two times this season where I thought we rode our luck a little bit and got what we deserved out of the game. The rest of the time I've come away going, I felt we were better than the teams we played against, and we've dropped points in games we should have won, or we've drawn that we should have won. And the performance levels generally over the course of the season have been very consistent and quite exciting. So I'm not too fussed. And, you know, somebody said to me, oh, Barnet's a must-win game at home. I don't see it that way. It's 46 league games. A couple of seasons ago, York City were fighting relegation in the first half of the season and lost in the playoff semi-final by the end of it. So because the budgets between probably top and bottom in League Two are as tight as they are, or, you know, tighter than they are in any other league, anyone can beat anyone in this league.
Yeah, which is great in one respect, because it means a very competitive league. From a manager, I suppose the key is trying to find consistency, and we've talked about this in the past, isn't it? It's putting a string of results together that can actually push you into a very advantageous position. What's the key for finding consistency, Neil?
All we try and do here is focus on performance. We've got sort of four key areas of our performance that we want to try and nail, and we work hard on them in training, and they're really important to winning games of football, particularly in League Two. So we focus hard on them, and we try and hit the heights of what we can with them, and that's put in, so far that's worked us in. Our performances have been really, really consistent, but the results possibly haven't followed, and that's due to having several chances more than the opposition and not taking them, and being perhaps sloppy in our set piece defending. So put the two together and we haven't sort of accumulated the points we should have. So we can work to address them and then go back out and try and be us every week, home and away, no matter who we're playing.
It's fine margins, isn't it?
Of course it is, absolutely, and manager always carries the can, and you know, any manager in the job knows that, and that's why, you know, all the pressure gets put on the manager. But my job is to absorb that and try and stay as focused and relaxed as I can, because if I'm like that, then my players will be like that.
Yeah, how important. I was talking to someone about being in difficult circumstances and how a manager, how important it is. It was in regards actually to Millwall's home form, which they sort of got that off their back last week with their victory against Rochdale. And someone said to me, a psychologist said, it's the coaches, the managers, the leaders, their behaviour, their body language, their psychology is very important when it comes to this, and not absolutely looking as if you're panicked or anything.
Absolutely, it has to be. And you know, one thing you learn, and I've learned over the last 3 years in this job, you know, you prepare, you do all the work, and the boys buy into, if you asked any of our players, you know, how do you play, what's your four key areas, that they should all be able to recite it, you know, to the letter, sort of thing. There's not much you can actually do come what 3 o'clock, you know.
No.
you can give some instruction from the side, you can make sure 5 minutes before the game and at half time you do your bits, but ultimately you've got to stay calm, focused, and ask yourself, what do they need from me, what can I do to help them? And at the end of the day, what will be at the end of the game will be, and you need to have played your part as manager.
And finally, Barnet today, Martin Allen's Barnet, what do you expect from the Bees?
Tough. There's no easy games in this league, but two, I've got a lot of time for Martin Allen. He's a good guy, and every single one of his teams are always organised, fit, strong, cohesive, and, you know, we have got to make sure our performance levels are all good, and if they're all good, then Barnet have got to play well.